The Lady Cats basketball team earned a playoff spot with a 48-42 win at Pine Tree Tuesday night. The Lady Cats will play John Tyler Monday at 7 p.m. in Lindale in a bi-district basketball game. I talk with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman.
It's great. At one point in the game, it was just them. I told the girls, though, I thought a light bulb came on, something clicked in the Hallsville game when it was late, where we had to score, and then the overtime. It's like all of a sudden we decided we can play. And, you know, it's one of those things you look for as a coach, you know, the whole season. You want them to realize that they're not, you know, I mean, when Desi went down, then everybody stopped believing in themselves as much because she carried a lot of what we did, and she would set them up, and it just made them feel so secure. And I think, you know, it's about our comfort zone in life and when we do things. And I think now at the end, I don't know how the John Tyler game will come out, but I know it looks like we're finding our comfort zone within ourselves as the team that, you know, plus our two seniors, but the girls that are coming back. And sometimes in the games, some of the girls we think really can do what we need them to do, you know, they're doing it. Because it was a point in the game where Cabrisha Orange, and I knew that it was going to come down to her. She made some shots, and then Kristen made some shots, and then I think Tori made a shot, and then Deja made a shot, and then Katie made a shot, and then Casey got a layup. So it was like we were answering back and forth, and it's like it was great in the third and fourth quarter. We didn't back down, and we were down a half, probably by five, and then it was one point in the game, probably third quarter, maybe early fourth, we were down by five again. But we just kept finding, and they kept finding ways. You know, I call a set, but the kids have to execute it and do what they do. But they found shots. And we got stops, too. We got, you know, Cabrisha hit some, and then we contained Skylar Holmes. But then we got her to miss a couple, which was great. Another kid popped up and hit a 20, but we came down. I mean, I'm sorry, number 20 hit a shot. But we came down and hit some shots, and I was just so proud that the girls didn't back down. They made things happen, and kind of late in the last 3 minutes, they fouled. The coach complained it was 8-1 on fouls, but they were fouling, and then they start fouling, put us in double bonus, and every time they bumped us going down the floor, we went to the free throw line, and we were, I don't know, it was probably something like 7 or 8 of 10 from the free throw line. And my stats may be off. I'm not the stat guy. I'm not that guy. But, you know, it was just really important in my mind how they handled it. And I was waiting to see that we not be fearful of certain teams. And for a while, we were a little intimidated by Holmes. She's a big girl. She's 6'2". And she blocked a lot of shots early first half without leaving the ground. In the second half, she grabbed some rebounds, and, like, she's up by the rim almost. And the other girls are trying to get the ball. But Katie Jefferson took it to her down low quite a few times and got a couple and ones. So, you know, she did her part there too. And it was, you know, like I've told you guys for the 5 years I've been here, inside-outside game. If you got that and play a little defense, then you got a shot. And they gave us, the girls, the kids gave us an opportunity.
KSST Sports.